Welcome back, everyone. Make sure that everyone is subscribed to the episode alerts on Apple and Spotify podcasts, and also be able to follow us on our IG page, Healing All Year Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how do we embrace our healing. We have some special guests to assist us in this conversation. Healing All Year would like to introduce Jay, James, and our previous guest, Sharon. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How are we doing? How are we doing?
I'm great.
So, Jay, James, and Sharon are in California. They are up bright and early just to be able to have these conversations with us. I am still currently on the East Coast. Would love to be on the West Coast with this weather, but another conversation. So I'm going to say a little bio about you all, and then we're going to get right into it. James is from Alameda. I said that right?
Yeah, Alameda.
And Jay is from...
Pomona,
California, yeah. who both co-created the Highway to Healing podcast, dedicated to changing the narrative of healing and trauma in our communities. And they have a new co-host this season. And of course, guests to our show, previous guests, you can go listen to that last episode of Between Us. Sharon Frazier, also known as Bay Therapist on social media. And she's an Oakland native and a licensed marriage and family therapist. Yay!
Yeah.
I always say clapping. That's what Thank you all for coming on the show and sharing yourself with the listeners. So let's get right
into
it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you for having us.
Of course. How are we feeling today within our healing?
How are we feeling today with our healing? Mm-hmm.
Today.
We can talk about the whole week too, but you know, just today. How did you wake up today? How are we feeling?
Well, today I'm good. I mean, as you mentioned, it's early for us. I got my my tea here. There's something about the morning and tea that's just my jam, right? So, I'm good at my healing this morning.
Okay.
I got this tea. Yeah.
It sounds like the tea is what's grounding you today.
For sure. And it's in my like a boss mug. So, you know, that's how I like to get started. You know, just waking up with boss mentality and moods, you know? So
I hear that.
That's how I start my healing this morning.
Jay James.
As I said.
Jay and Jay.
Yeah, it's there. woke up this morning just kind of in a weird mood, but you know what I'm saying? I'm excited to be here on the podcast and have this discussion today. So that's bringing my mood up.
Love it. Vulnerability at its finest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last but not least.
Oh, I'm great. I'm having a great day.
Love it.
It's actually kind of funny that Jay's having the day that he's having, mm-hmm. because while I was setting up for this podcast, I was looking at my plants. Because I always look at my plants in the morning. And I was just thinking how we look at, like, how I have this external vision of my healing here. And me and Jay have talked about this before. And that no matter what, if the plant is dying on one side, you don't give up on the plant. Like, same way we don't give up on our healing just because, you know, we're having a bad day. We just keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, keep nurturing our plants. So... It's funny that Jay was having that kind of day, and I was thinking that without even talking to Jay today.
As I am.
Always snapping, the same way you live sometimes. It's crazy.
Virtually snapping my fingers on that one, because that was a nugget. I'm going to use that nugget for a little snippet. That's going to be a nugget.
I told you Jay was a plant aficionado.
Exactly. So we talked a little bit about it, but what would you suggest? Let me check into my healing.
Absolutely.
I'm struggling a little bit. I've had a tough week. I had a tough week. So I'm taking myself away from the negativity, drama, and just centering and spending some time alone, to regroup for the week. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. So important.
Yeah. 100%. I don't do it as often as I need to. So we're here. So what does healing all year mean to you?
Healing all year.
Healing all year. What does that mean?
That's I'll go first with this one. Healing all year for me is just, you know, that kind of like what James was saying with the plants, like just nurturing yourself, checking in with yourself, developing yourself, you know, tapping into a lot of the stuff that you're struggling with and being just real with yourself, trying to get to your authentic self at all times. And always be on the path of just understanding, okay, my patterns and what I do, and how can I adjust if I need to adjust to make my things in my life better.
Yeah.
So healing all year to me is really just like, it's that journey of progression and development, you know? So it's very, very important for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Anybody else want to talk about?
When I think about healing, I think about staying in gratitude all the time, just because when things get hard or when things are negative or bad, it's for me, I have to see my life in the full context. It can't just be like my life is just bad because this bad thing's happening. It has to be, this is happening and I got these other really great things happening as well, right? And that is the only way I know how to be mm-hmm. healed or work on healing mm-hmm. is seeing my life in the full context, yeah. right? Is this a life? Is a little bit of a, it's a little bit of a mix of things. So
I like that.
That's for me, always gratitude, yeah. always trying to get back to gratitude, being that at the core.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear that.
All right. Well, that sounds great, guys. that is what I was saying, healing all year. Like when I think about it, I just think of how much I neglect my healing. Oh. It stretches, right? Like there's so much going on in your life. Right? I'm going to work full time. I'm going to school full time. I have a family, you know, like all these things going on. And sometimes I just neglect to take care of myself mm-hmm. and the stuff that I need. And we've had this conversation before, but like the little things that are, you know, taking like self care mm-hmm. for me, sometimes I forget to do those things. Like just spend a little bit of time with myself in a quiet room, you know, even if it's just 30 minutes, sometimes I forget to do those things because there's so many other things I got to do, I got to do, I got to do.
Yeah.
So when I think about healing all year, it's like, okay, I'm scheduling all these other things. Maybe I should take out 15 minutes for myself here and there to actually, you know, propel my healing forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
James, I was like, James, I don't know why, but when you're talking about being alone, I was thinking about LL Cool J. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Like, I was like, I don't know why, but I feel like you was about to bust into the flow.
Bring the New York energy. Bring the New York energy. I'm here for it. Is he about
to start setting up the I Need Love situation? Yeah, that's really, I really felt like that's where you were going with this. But
100%. Yeah. And all of that is real because I am the busy, I've coined the term during 3 years ago, I don't know, pandemic, fake busy, queen of fake busy. Oh my God. What? I'm doing this. I'm busy. And I don't ever, well, not that I don't ever, I'm working on it. Feel my feelings because I'm so busy. I'm worried about everything and everyone, especially everyone. And I'm not even worried about, hey, what do you need? You know, so that's where this weekend is because I needed to be away. So,
for sure,
how we got into this conversation, how we even started to meet. So, everybody knows I'm from New York. I absolutely love Cali. There was a certain time of my life where I was like, I'm going to move to California. It's still a dream of mine. I was told before we started recording that California is huge and that, the places that I want to go to are 6-7 hours away from each other. So my dream of living in California, quote unquote, is very broad. Okay.
Yeah.
However, we all casually met. I know I met Sharon social media and obviously led to you guys on social media because social media is the best thing sometimes. And that's how we all got together to meet, to chat, to be on this podcast. However, the reason why we're on this episode is because I believe it was Jay posted one day randomly a post. And the post goes, relax. In my most New York way, relax, right? When you try to control everything, you enjoy nothing. Trust the weight and embrace the uncertainty. When nothing is certain, anything is possible. Feel the power that comes from focusing on how you want to feel and let the universe fill in the details. And I was like, whoa, that is not me. That is the complete opposite of me at times. Because I am the control freak. I want to control my healing. I want to control the aspects of the uncomfortability so I don't feel uncomfortable, which is, you know, I have these conversations in therapy and my therapist is like, that's not real. What do you mean? You're trying to control the healing process. And that really struck a chord for me. And I knew that it would strike a chord for my audience.
Yeah.
So I even try to like rush it. I want to like rush. I'm like, let's go. I'm sad now. I don't want to be sad no more. Let's go to the end where I'm happy. Have you all experienced anything like this before? Or am I just on this lonely boat alone?
No, not even close to being alone. Absolutely not.
This is a cruise ship.
The crew? Okay, we all together. Love it.
Yeah, no, this is by no means a you thing. No, of course. I struggle, you know, with it all the time. The thing about anxiety that's funny, though, is it took me time to learn this. It kind of gives me, like, a false sense of control because I'm, like, I'm walking around. I'm like, oh, I'm busy. Like, if everybody can see me acting this out, right? But I'm like my heart's palpitating. I'm moving. I'm like, oh, I'm busy, right? Yeah. And then, like, I kind of think about the end of the day, and I'm like, I don't know, Sharon, you did like two important things. You went to work and then you did this other thing. But because I felt like, moving, then I feel tired. And then it actually makes me feel like I did a whole bunch of things. But I'm really just tired myself out just having this, I'm busy, right? Like, yeah. If that makes sense, right? Yeah. So it kind of gives you like this false sense of like you did a whole bunch of things, right?
But you really didn't.
Which you can, but it's the, we have an association between control and then that feeling. When you can still do these things throughout your day, but you don't have to walk around with that kind of thing. Yeah. So no, for sure. So I've definitely been there, and I've definitely have tried to learn, like, Sharon, you can just do stuff and you don't need to have your heart palpitating through all seconds of the day. And as far as the just life and embracing the uncertainty, I struggle with it. Some days I'm super like, I can't wait for what's to come, right? I'm all excited about it. And there's other days I'm like, oh no, man, I don't know what this is going to turn into, right? This is going to be like, right? Like, so, you know, I think, I don't know, for me, the only way I continue to try to deal with like the uncertainty is try to have this idea of like, there's not going to be a bad path. Mm. Whatever that path is, right? Like, I think sometimes we choose a path and we're like, if I go down A, what if B is so much better, right? But then what if I go down B and A would have been great? What if there's a C I'm not even thinking about, right? And then you can go through all the
anxiety.
Exactly. And I think what I'm trying to get to is if I go down A, maybe B was dope, but A is dope too. Yeah. And maybe there is a C, and C is dope, but you know what? A was cool too. Like, they're all sort of going to be equally cool. They may look differently, but like each path is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I know how to like even begin to try to cope with the uncertainty of life.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm nerding out over here.
Best
talk. I mean, your listeners don't know yet, but I'm a super nerd. So I'm just thinking about like Loki and all the time branches, and like that's what it is right there. Like one course might split up, and A was good, but B is also good. Maybe C is not so good in the beginning, but later on it's gonna be great. And that's all I was thinking about while Sharon was talking. I was like, "Yep, she's right. All these different branches. Yep, the branches. Yep, you can make this decision or that decision, but at the end of the day, you know, like you can make it good too."
Mm-hmm.
Right. It maybe doesn't start as good as you wanted it to, but it turns out to be better than the A was, right? Mm-hmm. Like A would have been smooth, but B was a little rough in the beginning, but now it's, you know, superior or whatever, right?
That's a good way of looking at it. Like, although you have these three different options, they're all like part of one option. It's just three different steps. Well, at least that's how I heard it, right? At least that's how I heard it. But people still out there still try to control all these healings. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I know me, I try to control it all. Why do you think people out there try to really control their healing process, their healing journey, just the aspect, any aspects of healing. Jay, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I think sometimes we think healing is a destination. And we think that we have to get to this point in our healing. And like, oh, I'm healed. I'm good. There we go. I got there.
Check.
Perfect. Let's keep it moving.
Yep.
And check that box, right? Mm-hmm. And we try to do everything in our life. We want to check our boxes. But I really think, just from my own perspective, from my journey, mm-hmm. in the beginning, that's how I kind of started too. Like, I got to get this done. I got to unlayer this, unpack that, and I'll be fine. Everything be great.
Yeah.
And then as you're going through your healing journey, you realize, like, it's not a destination. It's a lifestyle. This is me for the rest of my life. I have to continue to always focus on myself, continue to always try and better, and just, you know, reflect on what's going on in my day. Let me check in with my emotions. Let me check in with my patterns. Are those things still serving me? Are they not serving me? Are people still serving me? Are these people not serving me? And it's a constant continuum of trying to do what's best for you to keep yourself in that progression and going down this journey of life. And I think that's where a lot of us get so caught up in this destination. When you say I'm on this healing journey, you know, it's like I'm thinking about a hike. At the end of a hike, there's a peak or there's a part. And I'm like, I'm done with this hike. I finished the hike. But the journey is not. It's like Nipsey used to say, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. We're going to go down this journey and keep going down this journey. You may have different paths. Some parts of your journey may be like rocky. Some part of your journey may be smooth. But it's all a part of that journey. And it's a beautiful thing once you really embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, you know, Jay, when you gave like the mountain example or the hike, well, you, I don't know if you said mountain, but when I think of a hike, I don't know why, but I was just thinking of this like super high.
Me too.
Mountaintop, right? So when I think about healing, I think what can also get in our way is this idea of what the end looks like,
yes.
Right? Like if there is an end, right? If the end doesn't look this way, then I'm not going to be happy, right? Still that and or situation, right? So when I'm thinking about the mountaintop, right? Let's say Jay and I were about to go on a hike, right? And if I'm like, the way this is going to be a good hike is I have to make it to the top.
Yeah.
And I need to go to the top, and that's what it's going to be, right? And Jay, like, I don't know, Sharon, this is our first time hiking. If we make it to post one, I feel like that's good. And I'm like, no, it has to be, right? And my mom gave me this analogy once, but she was like, let's say you can make it to the middle of that mountaintop. You can look up and be like, I'm not there yet. But you can look down behind you and be like, look how far I've come. So you can look at it like the top, like, wow, I got so much more to go. But wow, look at what I've done. And if we can kind of get to that, wow, I got more to do. But wow, I've done a lot behind me. I think that's like a really good way to do the healing and just sort of let go of it has to look this way for me to say I did something, yeah. Or, you know, I accomplished something or whatever that was.
It's like the saying of like, I get to versus I have to. Like, I get to get to the, I get to the first post. I get to see how far I've come. Then that goes into the next part of like, is that how we can center ourselves to be more open to embracing the healing journey, to maybe avoid doing these actions or to stop looking at it and trying to control it and just letting it flow and being like, you know what? Sometimes I tell myself, you know what? Today was a bad day. Just whatever.
I was actually gonna say, but was it though? I mean, right? Like, depending,
so
right?
Usually I don't.
We can talk about that.
why I pause is because I don't like using the word bad,
right?
Because I feel like it's such a in the feelings wheel. It's just not a good. I don't like the word, so I try not to use bad. But I did identify my day as being bad. So whole written note, mental note for my therapist. But if we're not trying to deal with the emotions, how can we overcome this avenue of trying to control the emotions? How do we overcome that aspect of it? How do we stop doing that? How do we like embrace it? How do we embrace this awkwardness, this uncomfortability of the healing?
Yeah, I got thoughts for that, but I'll let the guys go.
James looked like he had one to say.
I want to actually go back and then I'll go forward.
Okay.
So to go back to what you said about why are we so uncertain or why do we want control? for me personally, what I was healing from, I felt like I had no control over. So then when it came time for me to heal from that, I wanted control of every single piece going forward. That's why I personally
thank you for reading. Like
I couldn't let go of those things. And to go forward, like what you're asking currently, it's to think in my head that, you know, there are going to be bad days, but this is still a journey, right? This is still a hike. Like Jake said, it's still a hike. You know, this part might be rough. I'm thinking about a certain hike in California, right? It's in my head. Like, there's parts of that hike that I dread. Like, I hate that part. But then there's other parts along the journey that I love, even before getting to the end goal, right? Like, I could just stay in the middle for a while because the view is so beautiful there, right? But it's remembering that, you know, like, those tough times aren't going to last, and that there is maybe like a beautiful part. Maybe it's 4 miles down. Maybe it's 2 miles down. We don't know. But if we don't continue, we'll never get to that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I like adding on to what James was saying. Actually, this is something Sharon says all the time. But it's also like being comfortable with our emotions and our feelings and what those emotions and feelings are trying to tell us.
Yeah,
Sharon says this all the time on our podcast about having a conversation with those emotions, right? So if I'm feeling mad, okay, what is mad? What is this anger trying to tell me today, right? If I'm feeling depressed and sad, okay, what is it that is really trying to tell me? What do I have to adjust? What do I have to tap into?
Checking into it.
And the same thing with the other emotions, right? Happiness. Why is this making me happy? Or why is this making me joyful? You know, understanding what all this spectrum of emotions, what does it mean for you? And how does it impact your day? How does it impact your relationships and your, just how you move?
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, when we start really, really start tapping into that, especially men, and we start really acknowledging that we emotions is a human thing. Right. And having emotions is okay. On those bad days, it's a lot easier to kind of manage.
Yeah.
Because like James said, we know, like, all right, this is a rough day, but why is it rough? What kind of happened? Let me tap in, like, what made me get to this state of mind?
Yeah.
Okay. And what could I have done probably differently, or what could I do in the future differently to not feel as angry or as upset or as sad? Or, hey, this is a really good, joyful feeling. How do I get back here for a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Like James said, I might need to stop and just enjoy the scene for a second.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of us, that's not a reality, because we were always taught, go, 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 go. You got to be working. You got to be moving. So stopping and enjoying the scene doesn't allow you to even check in with those emotions sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I got to keep going to the next thing. Because it's next.
Yep. So what I'm hearing us say is that being present in the moment during this process, during this time, is actually like having a conversation with our feelings, checking in with ourselves, saying like, hey, you feel happy or you don't feel happy. What does that look like? Why does that look like in that area? Sharon, you said that you wanted to chime in on something.
My favorite, the question, so when I'm doing therapy, people are always like, how do I stay in the moment, Sharon? How do I stay in the moment? I don't know what that means, right? So my favorite thing is tapping into all the senses, right? This is our mindful walking. This is our mindful eating. This is our mindful showering. This is our mindful insert any activity you enjoy, right? It's tapping into your senses. So my thing is, I love mindful shower and mindful walking. Those are my jams, right? So when I'm in the shower, it's probably not like super ego friendly because I'm in there for a while, but like I'm really concentrating. Like, what does this soap smell like? Ooh, I like that smell. Is this a new shower shoe buy? This smell good, right? Oh, what's the temperature? It's cold outside. You know how good this warm shower feels, right? Like, and that's like my really grounding moment because I pay attention to every sense and like how I'm experiencing joy in each of my senses. Walking is the same thing. And it's crazy what I can see now because I've been mindful walking for a long time. I will notice a new like bush that somebody put down. I'm like, is that a new flowers? Oh, those look nice. Or when I hear kids playing, I'm like, man, that sounds, I remember when I was a kid, that's awesome, right? Or if somebody's cooking, I can smell the food as I'm walking through. Like I can mindful walk all day. Mm-hmm. So I answer the question of how to be in the moment. How to stay present is tapping into those senses. And the beauty about going through hard things. Yes, I said it. The beauty about going through hard things. We can use it as confidence to know that we've been here before. Mm. We have done this.
Yeah.
We did not die. We are right here talking, right? And so whenever I'm going through anything hard, I always say, Sharon, you've done this before. You've done this before. And I just use that as evidence of like, and you'll do it again and you will continue to do it.
Yeah.
And every time you get through something, you'll just get better at it because you've done this before. And the last thing I'll say is also what happens a lot in therapy is people will feel bad when so you have all these answers. Oh, I know how to stay present. I know the importance of gratitude. And people's minds still go to different places, those anxious places,
the
those
dark thoughts. Places. Yeah.
For sure. And then people often feel guilty about having the thoughts. So people say, Sharon, I know the answer, so why am I still doing this?
Yeah.
Leaving room for our minds just go places. My mind goes all kind of places all the time, right? And just the importance is of recognizing it. So I do it all the time. I'll say, Sharon, your mind going there. It's going. Grab it. You got to grab it, right? and then I gotta bring it back in. And so it's just being okay with practicing that. And that is okay. You're just gonna have to keep practicing that for a long time. Because if you've had a certain thought process for a long time,
yeah,
you don't just break that in a day because you've had a new realization. So that just takes time.
Yeah.
So those are my thoughts on that.
No, 100%. Because I know for me, sometimes the intrusive thoughts, and I'd be like, no, we're not doing this. Granted, I could be a little nicer in how I speak, but I still gotta be like, no, we're not. This is not real. That's not true. We're not doing this. And ironically, Sharon, I also have learned from you the mindful walking. So I do tell my clients the same thing. And every time I think, I'm like, oh, Sharon gave me that little tip.
Because
it's real. And being present in the healing process, journey, whatever the adjective you want to use for that. It's important to stay present, but it's also important to acknowledge, like, you might have anxious thoughts. You might have intrusive thoughts. You might not feel good for the day. You might not, you might feel guilty, as Sharon said, but it's still about going through it, acknowledging the guilt, like honoring. I was teaching. So I'm a high school, middle school, elementary school social worker. I always forget. And we were talking about honoring your feelings and they were asking like, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, honoring them, saying, yes, this is how I feel. Yes, acknowledging this is, I'm sad today. I tell them, and whenever we have groups, I tell the kids, we do a check-in. And sometimes I'm like, I'm sad. One of my students, she was like, you're always sad. I was like, I'm not always sad. I'm just sad sometimes. It's okay. So just even having them be able to acknowledge, like, hey, you have some sadness sometimes. Cool. I do too. I appreciate you guys hanging out.
I actually love that you said that, just because we often say we don't feel stuff, right? So it's, you know, when people are like, you're too angry, you're too sad, or you're too, yeah, maybe I am, right? And that's real, right? So no, I like that idea of just today, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But for those of us that are still like, nah. Y'all are bugging. This
is the work. This isn't good at all.
I don't know how to do this. This isn't real. Can we still heal and control? Is there space for us to do both?
I mean, my first instinct was to say, in life, we don't actually control anything, right? So that was, I was just going to say, I mean, that was, so my first thought was like, nah. Naysayers, you better get up on this relinquishing control and feeling process, you know. We don't control anything. We don't, except ourselves. And I know that's cliche, we say that, you know, all the time, but like that is it. And it's hard. But perception will save you every time. Perception will save you every time. It really is. Listen, you can change the narrative at any time, right? Mm-hmm. I actually watched something and she was saying, like, when she finds herself going to a dark place, she says, you know, that's not my story. Mm-hmm. I need to change my story. Like, we can always be the writers of our story all the time, and the way we perceive something. When something happens, is this a learning lesson? And maybe that's hoopla. Maybe we got to tell ourselves those things. Maybe there is no learning lesson. Maybe life just happens to us, right? Yeah. I don't know. But for me, it's like you have to believe this. You have to believe that, like, these things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
There is a reason for this, because I do believe this. Whenever this last day happens for us, whenever that day is, I do believe that we can then go back in our lives and make sense of, oh, that happened because of that. And then if that didn't happen, then that wouldn't happen. Yeah. And then, you know, so I think we have a way of concluding our stories at the end of something where it's like, oh, right. And maybe not the end of our lives, maybe that's too drastic, but any scenario, something that was hard, and then it kind of works out. Then we can look back last year and be like, oh, that was supposed to happen, because that didn't happen and that wouldn't happen, right? So again, it's faith that I've done it before.
Yeah.
I've done that before when something was hard. And then, like, I have to just know that, like, I will be able to look back on something and make sense of it.
Yeah.
I think that's key, because, like, when you're saying that, I was just thinking about my own journey, right? And how I've been in education for over 13 years, working with kids of different capacities. Mm-hmm. And helping them kind of, like, change their patterns and help them understand their mindset, going from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset and all this kind of stuff. And all of that work before led me to me and James having a conversation randomly about how we're both struggling with stuff.
Yeah.
And how we're both on this healing process. And if I didn't go through all that stuff with my students and being there for them and being present for them, and then using what I'm telling them, it's like, oh, I gotta start applying this to my own life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to have that conversation with James that day, because that's not how I was raised. And so it's like all these things, you know, it is what it is. And that's just part of your story, part of your journey. And like we say all the time, control what you can control. You don't have a control of a lot, but I can control how I feel.
Yes.
I can control what I do, and I can control how in every situation, even though it may seem like a bad thing's going to happen, there's blessings that comes from each one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that was key. I love that you said that, Sharon, because that just made me think about this, my own journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think people find control as comfort?
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, James, you want to chime in?
I'm going to go a little bit different way than them, though. I think we can control parts of our healing journey.
Oh, for sure.
The decisions that we make, as far as, oh, I want to go see a therapist. Oh, I want to go do Reiki. I want to go. I'm just going to take Sharon's tidbit about, mindful walking. I'm going to incorporate that in my life.
Yeah.
Because, like Jay said, if he didn't take those steps before, he would have never been on this path.
Right.
And then the whole conversation today, I feel like, has been parts of things that we did control to get to this part.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I disagree and I agree. There's a lot of things we can't control, but the decisions we make on our healing journey,
mm-hmm.
we are in control of. We are in control of.
And I like that distinction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause there is a definite difference on that. And people are the listeners can also have that as a comfort. Instead of it being like a negative comfort towards the end, they can actually have comfort in saying, like, I am in control of this. I do have power over this. This doesn't have power mm-hmm. over me. Those mm-hmm. like affirmation conversations. And I agree. If, you know, if we don't have a therapist and we're struggling, that is a first step into the healing journey and taking control over it and not allowing it to control you. And that's like step three, I'll say, because step one is acknowledging it, right? As Jay was saying, acknowledging it, possibly even saying it out loud to someone else, someone that you wouldn't, or just in casual conversation. Like I said, like I tell my kids all the time if I'm not feeling good and when I'm feeling good, because when they see adults doing it, they're like, oh, so I can? Yeah, you can. You can actually say, today's not a day. Today's not a good day for me. Cool. Today's a great day for me.
Absolutely.
And I tell them every day before they leave, we're going to have a better day tomorrow.
That's so important, too, because growing up, I didn't really have that adult figure that was like, you know, today's a bad day.
None of us.
Anytime I would ask even my mom, like, oh, what's wrong, right? She'd be like, oh, nothing.
Nothing. I'm fine. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm fine.
Nothing.
And you can obviously see, it's very evident something's wrong.
Right. So I'm not supposed to talk about my emotions. Right. My mom's not talking about her emotions. My dad's still awake.
Yep.
So.
And even if you've seen an emotion. Mm-hmm. Even if you, because that sounds like privilege to me for you to even see, like, hey, you're different.
For sure.
You know, like, that's an in that a lot of folks don't have to even say, mm-hmm. like, I personally never seen my family have any sort of emotions besides anger. That was the only emotion I knew was normal, was anger. You angry? Yeah. All right, cool. You're angry
at me? That's what we normalized. Yeah, okay, cool. That's what we normalized.
Yeah. And what's crazy is anger, the root of it is some emotion. There's definitely an emotion before you get to anger. Disappointment, sadness,
hurt,
loneliness, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And because, so anger is unacknowledged emotions.
Yeah.
Right? That's really, you know, anger is what we see.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, and just to clarify some more, oops, my little mic is moving. I was thinking about this quote I like. So whenever I'm having a hard time, it's advice like youth, probably just wasted on the young. It is like my favorite. It was in the Chicago Tribune, 1997. I read it whenever I'm having a bad day. It's super short, like, but you will be motivated to live life, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And my favorite part of this whole thing, it says, so we're talking about like anxiety, control, mm-hmm. and then being open to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think we're saying the same thing, but I'm going to read this quote. It says, don't worry about the future or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum.
Oh,
right. The real troubles in your life are apt to be the things that never cross your worried mind. So these are the things we never ever think about. She says, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Those are the things that most disrupt us, right? Are the things that we never planned for. It's like, so it's when I say that like life happens, is we're worrying about something over here and we can't even anticipate the things that are actually really going to be disruptive, right? And then we choose and we do control how we respond, how we think about it, how do we, you know, decide to do our healing journey from these things that, as she says, blindside you at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday, right? But I love that. I just love that.
Yeah, that's
that quote.
Send that to us because I, you know, that's if it helps you, it's helped us.
I can send it, but for listeners, it is the most Googleable search ever. If you say advice like youth, it will come right up.
Got it.
Chicago Tribune, it'll come right up.
I'll make sure to include it so that way. You know,
I use this in therapy all the time. That's like their homework. I'm like, read this article and then we're going to talk about it next week. It is it is fantastic. It is a fantastic article.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
highly recommend it.
What happened? I appreciate
homework.
That.
Homework.
People didn't like the word homework.
It's okay. I give homework too. And my clients be like,
I'm trying to think, how do we perception set of homework? Let's add this to our healing journey, everyone. Is that better? Does that sound better than homework?
It's an activity for you to do.
It's an activity to add.
Healing activity.
Healing activity.
When you want to do a healing like activity.
Homework. I'm a teacher and I don't like homework. So you can't just get you a negative connotation.
Maybe that's why I struggle doing my therapy homework because it says homework and I don't want to do it.
That is correct. That, you know, y'all helping me be better. I will never say that again.
So right, that's it.
I have an activity that I want completed by the next time. But, you know, call it your healing activity. You know, do your healing activity. That's going to be my new thing. Healing activity. Healing activity.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too. Actually,
we're gonna coin it. We're gonna split the proceeds on it because it's
for sure
go.
Healing activity.
It's gonna go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
So basically, where we're at is, it's okay to control our healing journey. It's okay to feel how we feel about it. and we can't control a lot, but we can control ourselves, how we feel, mm-hmm. and our actions towards our healing. Wow.
That was a beautiful summary.
That was.
Yeah.
I was thinking when you were summarizing it, I was like, how did you do that?
I have good listening skills, you know? Therapist over here.
That was fantastic. Man, I wish I could do that because I'm so long-winded. My summary would have been like, I would just summarize this whole hour, like this, or however long we've been here. I would just be like, well, so then when Jay had said, and we did sit and it went, oh, remember that one day when I had coined that, and then James said, like, it would have been a whole.
It's okay.
And then remember that one moment when he was like that? That would have been my whole.
We're all learning from each other. It's okay. We all dropping numbers.
Cool. Absolutely.
That was beautiful. That was the best summary I've ever heard. That was fantastic.
Thank you. I'll say this last part before we like conclude, and I'll say my last piece. How impactful do we believe that our healing has become for us?
Oh, yeah, I love that. I guess I'll go. Everybody's looking around.
Okay, right at you, Jay.
Yeah, no, my healing journey has been very impactful just on everything in my life, being a better father, being a better husband, being a better me, getting tapped into my authentic self. You know, there's a lot of things because of how I was raised, the community I was raised in, you suppress because that's not what you're supposed to do. That's not what a black male is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I was raised around a lot of gang culture. So you're not supposed to smile. You're not supposed to be happy and goofy. You're supposed to be stoic and have the mean mug on, whatever. Yeah. And my healing journey is maybe just tapping like all that is nonsense and just really kind of focus on what do I want my story to be? You know, that might be somebody else's story, and that's them, you know, and I can embrace them and love them for what they want for their story to be. But that's not my story, and that's not who I am at my core. And my healing journey has helped me get back to my core of who I am as a person and what I want to convey to the world about me as a person. And so it's been very impactful for me, people around me. My relationship with my father is completely, this healing journey has helped it a lot, you know, and just little things like that. It has been so impactful for me. I know it's not for everybody because some people are not there yet, but when you get there, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing when you can just be your authentic self and be you.
Yeah.
And not really worry about like how people are going to perceive me. It's such a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
You know. Great. Oh yeah. I can talk about that for days. That's a good one though.
Mm-hmm. Another topic we got.
Yeah. I actually liked what you said, Jay. This idea of being your authentic self, and because I think that's how we relinquish control of our lives, right? Because we're concerned about what other people are going to say and do, and then we sort of disown the parts of ourselves. Yeah. Healing and impact for me. It's so funny. I don't know if I super thought about it until this moment. I mean, I definitely had dedicated myself to being a form of a healer. So I obviously believe in the process of healing and that stuff. But as far as me is concerned, I really don't even think I started scraping the surface of thinking I need to do some work until about 2 years ago, a couple of years ago. And like, this is like very recent for me where I was like, dang, Sherry, you people pleaser, you be bending, you kind of let people run over you. This is very new. And I think for many years it was, I do this in the spirit of I'm a nice person. I used to always say, I'm a nice person. So I had a lot of confidence in myself. Like, I'm a nice person and I do good things and I understand everybody because I understand, right? And I've come to realize that I have really understood nonsense and things to my detriment, right? Because I'm being that understanding. So I think in the way, I don't know if it's impactful yet, but the way I hope it is impactful going forward, right? That as I continue to come to this, that to Jay's point, I start being myself and being honest with myself. But when things are hurting me or it's not cool, and I'm super optimistic that once I can stand firm and owning the things that don't serve me, that I don't have a problem letting go. Mm-hmm. Or trying to modify that or whatever that is. So I'm, as I am scraping the surface of this more recently, I'm optimistic that I see things a little more clearly now than I did before. So,
yeah.
I don't know why it's something.
It just looks like you're
running through my head, right? Because I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now.
And then, and then I'm over here, I'm looking at you like you about to go into the double dutch jump rope. Like, it's my turn, I'm ready.
You was like, a little bit.
Right. It's time.
For me, I would say the healing journey has been everything. Honestly, I had a lot of anger before this. And I didn't know how to deal with it. Right, like when it would come, I didn't really have an outlet, a real one. So now I'm not gonna say I don't get angry, but I do. I think everyone gets angry at some point. But
yeah.
When it does come, I have ways to deal with it that are better for me and everyone around me. Because before I would just take it out on everyone around me.
Yeah.
Right. So that's better. My communication's better. You know, communicating my feelings is better. When I started the healing journey, I mean, I was shooting everybody. I was like, you did this and blah, 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 blah.
And with your words.
Just like hurt everybody's feelings around me, right? Yeah. Everybody. But going through it and finding other ways is like better ways to communicate my feelings. And like, what's really important? Like, did that actual incident make it so I was angry, or was it something else that I need to reflect on? So it made me a lot more reflective too in my life, and like seeing where the emotions were coming from. And like Sharon says all the time, I really was hoping she would say it today, but she was like, you know, what's up, anger? Like, what you trying to tell me? Right. So like just taking that tidbit and having those conversations with yourself and being more reflective of why you feel your emotions, that's helped me a lot. Everything, just finding different avenues for me to heal, because the reason why we really started our side of the podcast was because when we started talking about therapy, people would like, I don't want to have that conversation. Like, you doing what? You right? Like, that's, I mean, let's just be honest. They'd be like, that's white people stuff. Don't
it
go
is,
that,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Exactly what like,
so you don't need to heal? It's just...
You good.
All the right? stuff we got going on in life. We need to,
you, good, you just yelled at me a little while ago and it wasn't because of that you projected. But okay, cool. That's white people stuff. Got it. Cool.
Yeah, I'll say healing journey is everything, because then I also understand other people have stuff going on.
Yeah.
And maybe their anger towards me isn't because of something that I just did, because I don't understand. I just gave you some water and now you're yelling at me. I don't understand what's going on. Right? Like, oh, you got some other stuff going on. I understand. Let me go over here and let you handle it.
Yeah.
If you're not ready to talk about that, right? So, like, before I would be like, what are you yelling at me? Blah, blah, blah. We're gonna argue. Right? Now I understand there's other aspects going on, too. Like, other people are going through stuff. So, yeah, healing journey's been everything for me. Everything. I, like, model my entire being around my healing journey right now. Just because I know it's such a big part of my life and actually, like, the people around me. And we're all having this conversation openly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's good. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it all. I will interject and I will also say the impactful part of my healing journey has been saying that I am sad.
Mm.
Just really being honest with my feelings. Like, I'm not okay today. And just holding a little bit more space for myself than I did before. Having a different conversation with family. Everybody knows I go to therapy. I talk about it all the time, right? Everybody knows I'm a therapist. And oftentimes they'll come to me now in a different expression than before. I'm looked at as an expert within the family. Like, oh, okay, so you kind of know what this is, you know? Like, I'm like, yeah, I kind of went to school for a reason. You know, no shit, just kind of. But more, I'm working on having more vulnerable conversations, because vulnerability has always, I have always told myself that vulnerability is hard. So, and that's more of where it's been impactful for me to be able to deal with that. But other than that, thank you all for coming and sharing yourselves, and
thank you for having us.
Right, insert clap sound. We're gonna get better at this. You know, it's
no, two, actually, you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I was having this moment. I was like, this is. Oh, you take a picture. No, do it
always
again.
Ready.
Hold on, Jay,
always
go ahead,
ready.
Jay, do it.
Ready.
Ready.
Oh, that was like, why is James putting up his peace sign?
Yeah, no, he was ready because Jay was trying to do it on the under. And
I was.
Yeah,
James, my phone.
For the listeners.
He got his little pink phone.
Yeah, so Jay probably got me in my most candid, tell my authentic self. He probably got me in my most authentic look for sure.
For the listeners, we're also on Zoom recording this because, again, I'm in New York.
Yeah.
They're in Cali, so we're on Zoom recording this as well. So that's what we just experienced.
Yeah, Jay sneaking photos. But, no, thank you for having us. I'm not even going to lie. I was sitting here listening to this conversation. I was like, Dana's good. This is good. I like this. We need to get this to prime time somehow, some way. I was literally just thinking that. I was like, this one's kind of good, if I do say so myself. I thought this was a really good combo. So, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Of course. You know, this at times I am in my head, right? We talked about this earlier. I am in my head about it all. But I do understand that when I let go, as I did today, good things come. I just be in my way. But to conclude this episode, I usually say a little bit of questions as our listeners from season one remember, a little bit of reflective questions. So as I say these questions, I want our guests to be reflective in them as well. Okay? How can we be better for today than we were tomorrow in our healing? How can we be better individuals for ourselves in our healing? And what does that look like? How does that show up? How can we give ourselves the grace to be in that wiggle room or season? How do we give ourselves grace in accepting the truths that are coming out, the changes that we want for ourselves, and to move, touch, and inspire ourselves and others to heal all year?
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Thank you all for joining me on this lovely topic. Until next time.
Until next time.
Bye. All right, everybody. It's been great.
Bye. Thank you.